Shabbat Shalom, this week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Lech Lecha. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into the land that I will show thee. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. According to the Midrash, Abraham arrived at the realization that there is only one God, who is the creator and ruler of all things. He realized this monumental truth based upon his rational inquiry into the nature of all things. Although his father was an idolater and the land from where he was from was steeped in idolatry, he was a thinker extraordinaire who went above and beyond the narrative norm in search of the truth. Abraham pondered upon the brilliance of the sun that disappeared at night and the moon that diminished at dawn. Therefore, Abraham realized that there must be a creator that rules both the sun and the moon. Another explanation given as to how Abraham became the first monotheist is based on a mashal, a parable. A sojourner once passed a palace that had a candle burning inside. He asked himself, "Isn't there someone in charge of this building?" In like manner, Abraham thought to himself, but surely there must be someone in charge of the world. In response to Abraham's inner question, Hashem replied, I am the master of the world. Bereshis Rabbah 39. Going beyond the plain sense of this midrash, the meaning may be further rendered as such. The candle in the mashal, parable, may be understood as symbolic of the soul. According to this rendering, then, Abraham was really asking, who is the Lord of my life? Abraham demonstrated that Hashem was the Lord of his life when in faith, because of his prior introduction to God, he responded immediately to God's call. When Abraham was called by Hashem, Lech Lecha, to go to a land that would be shown to him, he left everything behind him for the sake of the journey. And he believed in Hashem, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Abraham was put through 10 trials wherein he was required to demonstrate his faithfulness toward God. Rashi includes the following midrashic account as one of the 10 tests. Abraham was called into question for not worshiping the elements of nature, yet he trusted in Hashem, who would save him from the fires of the fiery furnace wherein Nimrod had him thrown. In Psalm 30, King David describes being brought up from the lower world by Hashem, who preserved him so that he would not go down into the pit. Commentary renders the verse as an allusion to the emotional inferno of naked emotions brought on by anger, a form of idolatry. Like Abraham's brother Haran, who died in the flames, our faith may not be enough to preserve us from the flames of Gehenna that appear as anguish in our lives. Yet if we have the faith of Abraham, Hashem will preserve us unscathed through all of the challenges of our life. When Abraham was told that he would have a son despite his old age and his wife Sarah being barren, he accepted Hashem's promise when Hashem showed him the myriads of stars outside of his tent. Hashem told him that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars. And he believed in Hashem, and he counted it to him as righteousness. Hashem reckoned his belief as a merit of Abraham. How apropos, since it was Abraham's faith all along that compelled him to follow Hashem's directive. If we have emunah, belief in Hashem, then this can not only be an abstract belief in God. We must believe that he exists and be faithful to God by following his guidance in our lives. May the stars above always remind us of the one who created the heavens, called us into being, and is the Lord of our souls. Shabbat Shalom.